All right, you know what? Since Rob Ensley's missing, let's bring another Rob on right now.
Yeah.
Let's bring
Gotta have at least two Robs on the
two
show.
Two Robs, no waiting. Good morning, Robert.
Yeah, let the chicken go. I don't care if it is cold. You don't want a chicken in the blind with you. Don't let it go.
Now, Robert, you mentioned that you're going to get a website going up, and is that Ruckus Outdoors? What is that?
RuckusOutfitters.com.
Ruckus Outfitters, okay.
Yeah, it should be up any day now. I got a call from a website guy, and he's... just about putting the finishing touches on it.
We never have a problem with our website guy.
Just as a word of caution there, when a website guy tells you a couple days, it could be a month.
Okay, well, hopefully before the season's over.
You know, yeah, exactly.
We're actually going to start specialing Tobek in to deal with web people. Because he has a special way of like reaching through his own cell phone and grabbing them by the neck, and they get stuff done.
It's probably a little intimidating.
Well, I've tried that tactic, and I got to tell you, the girl that we deal with up in Bellingham, she had none of it. she gave it right back to me.
She's a tough chick, no doubt. All right, Robert. We had you on. It was a classic segment last time. We talked about duck calling a little bit. Now I know I don't have to ask that you have your goose calls with you today, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's around here we have snow geese. I want to say more of your expertise has to do with dark geese with Canadians. Is that true?
Yeah, Canadians, honkers, specs, lefters.
Okay, and yeah. Where do you hunt them? Set the scene. Let's set up a little hunt and get the ball rolling here.
Okay. Well, right now we're set up in a corn stubble field, and we're just off the Columbia River, and waiting for the geese to start flying. Usually by 8 o'clock they should start flying. So we got about 3 dozen Dave Smith decoys sitting out. We got 8 eliminators all brushed up with sagebrush and corn stubble, and should be a decent hunt here.
And so the one thing that's kind of more gentlemanly about geese is you don't necessarily, unless you're an outfitter, need to be hunting right at the very first crack of dawn, because they will fly a little later in the day often.
Yeah, they work banker's hours, so.
Yeah, which is kind of nice. All right, so let's get our hypothetical flock up. It's 8 o'clock. It's a little warm. These guys are on the river. They're getting hungry. It's time for them to eat something. You're sitting right in their kitchen, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Right on the X.
And all right, here we go. And because you've scouted these fields, right?
Judging by the goose turds, I think we're in the right spot.
You're in the right spot.
He's tracking goose sign. It's one of the more underrated tactics when it comes to goose hunting, for sure. So you swept all the goose poop out of the way, and now you got a good place to hide. All right.
We rubbed our faces with it, so it wouldn't be so our faces won't shine. So tactic there.
We'll look for that on your website too. The true camouflage. I didn't think scent was that big of an issue for goose hunters. I might have been wrong in that assumption. All right, so what are you going to sound like? The geese are up. They're coming into the kitchen. You want to make sure that you're telling them this is a great place to land. What do you sound like?
Okay, well, they're way off in the distance. I'm going to try to get them to turn our way, so I'm going to hit them with a couple real loud hail calls. It's going to be kind of a high pitch, so the sound travels a lot further when it's high pitch call. So here's what this is going to sound like.
All right, you're sounding like more than one goose right there, and
yeah.
you got their attention, and they're coming your way. And we mentioned earlier in the show one of the biggest aspects of calling is knowing when to call and when not to call. When they turn your way, what's your strategy?
Okay, well, I'm working some greeting calls, trying to sound like a bunch of geese in the ground. Now, the big thing with the geese coming your way, and people, you know, they might be locked up from 200 yards away, and everybody seems to key in on that lead goose. Well, that lead goose isn't always the one in charge. You know, you need to be looking at all the geese, and if any one of them, it could be the third, fourth, fifth goose back. If it starts to flutter its wings a little bit and starts to look like it's losing its interest, you got to pick up your calling, pick up the speed, pick up the volume, and try to get him turned back towards you. So I'm going to hit a little greeting call here.
That's phenomenal. That's one guy, one call.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're just listening to that, if you just tuned in right when that started, you think it's an actual flock. I mean, I can tell no difference. It's amazing. Talented.
Right. Now, analogous to the feeding call or a close-in call if you're duck hunting, do you cluck a lot, Robert, when they get close just to keep them coming in so they don't drop short? And I mean,
when they're when they're locked up and they're at the edge of my field, I'm going to just do single clucks, maybe a little bit of moaning, and just try to lull them to sleep. Just try to, you know, I want it to be everything real mellow. Everybody's down here just partying, having a good time, man. It's cool. Just come check it out. So I'm going to hit them with some single clucks, maybe some moans, and try to give them that last little bit here.
I've never heard a goose moan before, and by the look at our board op, Liz Matthews right now, she hasn't either. So, I tell you what, Robert, I'm looking forward to seeing this new website when you get it up. Are you going to have some calling instruction? Tell us a little bit about RuckusOutfitters.com when you get it up.
Okay, yeah, we'll have some links on there for Taylor Tucker calls. That's the calls I'm blowing, and I spoke about them last week, and they're excellent calls and a phenomenal goose call as well. And we'll have some sound bites on there, and of course my phone is on the website. Anybody wants to call and talk to me about duck calling, goose calling, whatever, I'm glad to help.
206-714-0178. Robert Strong with Ruckus Outfitters. Robert, you're a classic, man.
I got another call here. If they just do not want to come in, and they just not, they will not. I mean, you've tried everything. I got one last top secret call that'll put food on the dinner table every time. So people at home might want to hit the record button for this one. Let's take a listen. The Kentucky Fried Chicken call there.
Robert, let me ask you now, you know, have some discussion with me about, you know, I've not been a bird hunter in the past, looking forward to getting into the sport a little bit more, but when you're using these calls, you have wood calls, you have ceramic calls, what do you prefer and why?
I'm using acrylic, and acrylic is like a plexiglass type material,
right?
And they're really durable, really sturdy. They don't swell with moisture. You know, they handle the cold well, so they're just a really durable material. They give a true quality, crisp sound, and that's why I use them.
Nice. And well, and the typically the problem with wood is obviously moisture,
and you get a wood call. Everybody's blown their call for a while, and then they can't seem to separate it, can't pull it apart, and you know, you got a little breakfast down there, a little Copenhagen in there, and you're trying to get it apart, and you can't get it apart.
A little Norwegian candy on the call. You betcha.
Right.
He's Robert Strong of Ruckus Outfitters. Thanks, Robert, and we'll talk to you again soon, man.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
Great work. Take care.